Dr. Adams, we have a question from our live audience. Mary would like to know about for high performance dressage or event horses, what levels per day would you recommend for glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, and collagen
Yes.
supplements? Also, what levels of essential amino acids? So there's quite a bit to digest there,
Yes.
and I
So
and I
the efficacy of joint supplements, the oral part is the least known and the least research that shows benefit. So I would recommend that, a lot of folks feed an oral joint supplement, either chondroitin, glucosamine, or hyaluronic acid, or a combination of all three. The research would show that maybe the higher end molecular weights, maybe HA having a smaller molecular weight as opposed to chondroitin and glucosamine, may not be absorbed so well. The intramuscular, intraarticular, dermal or IV products, there's research to show that they're much more effective. So I'd certainly, if I had a performance horse and I was suspecting there was an issue, I would go to my vet and look at one of those first. Okay. There is some research showing some benefit to some joint supplements that are used, and then there's other research studies showing not a benefit. And the big issue is we have with joint supplements is that horse research is expensive, and so we use fairly small numbers. So if there was a significant benefit, it would have to be huge in order to be significantly higher, right? So that's the issue. Is it because we're using such small horse numbers that we don't see this significant increase, or is it just because different, and obviously the supplements are going to be different in their efficacy and their concentration and so on. So before giving values of that, I've done that before, but I would say choose one from a reputable company. Consult with your veterinarian about using those other types of joint supplements that are not oral. And then if you want to support the horse with an oral supplement, use one from a reputable company that has some research that would show it is beneficial.
And I do think it's interesting because I am primarily a dressage rider, but I did spend a little bit of time doing some distance riding a couple years ago. And I was surprised because I've always given my dressage horses MSM, that that's actually not allowed in endurance competition. So I think that if you are giving your horse any kind of supplement, it's definitely important to look with your organizing body to see which
Oh,
are allowed and
yeah.
which might not be.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.